Well, the point I'd like to make, out of all sorts of possibilities, is this. Sometimes someone says, when you write, do you do it with metaphors, you know, figures of speech? And my feeling is about this, no. I put it to you this way. Writing, for me, is very much like talking. That is the, and we're all experts at this. Among friends, I mean. We practice all our lives talking that novel we're living from morning till night. And so, you know, we get plenty of practice and we're experts. And writing is just notation for that talk we're such experts at. So if I start a sentence, even like this one that I'm starting now, without ever having said this sentence exactly this way before in my whole life, I know, because I'm such an expert speaker, the way we all are, that I'll be able to find my way through this sentence, even if I keep throwing in all these modifiers and hesitations, and finally reach the end. You know, it's great. I don't have to plan that. None of us would have to do that if we're relaxed enough. I was a little afraid in the middle of that I'd lose the thread. And maybe I did. But anyway, forgive me if I did. But we forgive each other, and we can do this. But as you start, those words are not drafted. They volunteer. You know, I don't know where they come from. There they are. They're just waiting. And every now and then, you may hit a place where you don't have exact the right word or the phrase, and you do a little side slip because of the emergency, and well, that's just what I did. You just do a little side slip, that is, you use some kind of an image, and it works out all right, and you go on. Now, if you weren't in motion, if you weren't doing that, you wouldn't meet the emergency, and you wouldn't have the inspiration or whatever it is that lets you do these trivial things like side slips or metaphors, or whatever. Well, I thought there were other points about that, but I want to go on to something called At the Unnational Monument Along the Canadian Border. This is the field where the battle did not happen, where the unknown soldier did not die. This is the field where grass joined hands, where no monument stands, and the only heroic thing is the sky. Birds fly here without any sound, unfolding their wings across the open. No people killed or were killed on this ground, hallowed by neglect, and an air so tame that people celebrate it by forgetting its name. Now, this, the point I would like to make about this is that trivial as writing is, and I think it's quite trivial like talking, and we forgive each other for this, every now and then in our talk or in our writing, we may find ourselves beginning to verge into some kind of process that has a kind of feedback for us. And it could be that we could find our way to formulations, to interchanges with each other that would enable us to live and sustain ourselves in the feelings we like to have, but without the kinds of feelings that have those terrible side effects, those fatal side effects that some kinds of formulations have, like declarations and manifestos and constitutions. But instead, some kind of immediate human realization words.